Hachette Audio presents The Light in the Lake, written by Sarah R. Bauman, read by Caitlin Kelly. To my parents, who read to me and saved all my stories. Prologue. Mama says people who think mountains don't move are taking the short view of things. They've been moving, she says, all this time. Doesn't matter that we can't see it. If we could somehow watch time go faster, I think, or if we'd lived so long we'd felt the glaciers haul through here in the first place, we would see it. And then we'd know. In science class, we learned that millions of years ago, our mountains used to stretch up higher than clouds. Sometimes I look at them for so long, I think I can see how they used to be. Before my eyes, the rounded green tops rise, sharper than they are now, poking the sky. Then I blink, and they settle into place. In those moments, it feels like everything around me, Maple Lake's tossing waves, the sighing wind, is slowly breathing, in and out. But I'm only seeing what I know was once there, what Mama and my science textbook told me. Amos saw something else, and he wanted me to see it too. He loved floating in the lake, surrounded by mountains thick with mossy rocks and tangled cedars. The waves whispered secrets, he said. We just had to listen. He was so certain something lived in that cold water, something ancient and huge and shining. You have to look, he'd say, standing on the beach. Look, Addie. But when I'd squint at the water, at the glowing shape he insisted swelled in the middle, I'd shake my head. A log, I'd say. That's all. It's not that I didn't see the shining, or that I loved the lake any less than he did. I'm the most myself when I'm near the water. It's just that I had my way to look at the world, and he had his. People say we look so much alike, fraternal twins with the same leaf-green eyes and bony knees, same hair, the color of sand, and just as wind-whipped and rough. But what they don't say, because they can't see, is that underneath the eyes and hair and skin and bone, something stronger pulls us close. One side of his heart makes the other side of mine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?